Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Tashima, and how may I assist you on today?
Hi, Trina. I need to ask a question about a purchase that I'm charged for on the 25th of April.
Okay, sure. I'd be happy to assist you with that. What's your zip code number so I can see if I can locate an account for you?
All right, 86301.
All righty. All right. And can I have your first and last name?
A.C. Sprick, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, R-I-K.
All right. Thank you so much, Sprick. And I do show an account for you, but just for your security, could you verify your mailing address for me?
3172 Shiloh Road, Prescott, Arizona.
All right.
What is the name of your company?
We're a third party call center, so we service quite a few different vendors. But for what I'm showing here, and this one was in regards to a set of AirPods, it looks like. Yes, ma'am. Some AirPods or mini pods, I should say. Had you spoken to someone in regards to this a little bit earlier today?
I did, and I didn't know I had this one on in addition to the other stuff, but I've been charged now on another $14.95. I mailed and returned both of the products that I had inadvertently, I guess, got on somebody's list. And then they are in the mail and I'll get a return receipt when it's delivered to you. But I don't know what this $14.95 is now.
Okay, I got you. So let me kind of go over it for you, and then I can see what I can do to help you out since you already have been refunded for the other charges. So whenever you probably, like you said, it was probably some type of survey or something of that nature where they say, hey, you could try this product from the looks of it for $5.95 just for the shipping and handling. And if you don't call and cancel within the 14-day trial period, then they charge you the full cost of the product, which I show the individual that you had spoke with a little bit earlier had taken care of that for you. But in addition to that, what they probably did, since I show you had two products, it's offer a warranty special on those products that I'm assuming you won't need now since you've already canceled the account. But that's what the $14.95 was for. It's for the warranty on the pods and the watch that you had received.
Okay, how am I going to get this canceled?
I can go ahead and take care of that for you since you had already spoken to someone in regards to this today. And again, since they have canceled it out, I'll go ahead and take care of that refund for you. So that can be back on your account. Yes, ma'am.
My gosh, you use so many names. It's so hard to
I understand. I totally understand because, again, I have to kind of deal with a bunch of different companies. So that's why I do understand exactly what you're saying. But yes, ma'am. So it kind of the warranty was showing for a different name under a different name on your banking account.
No.
Okay.
I'm just one name.
Okay. I got you. All right. But give me just a second here, Miss. And I'm going to make sure I get that taken care of for you. Okay. Just a moment.
All right. I so appreciate your help.
Oh, you're so welcome. I understand how that can be because it sounds good, right? Initially, when you get the trial and say, hey, you can try this out for $5. And it is a good thing. It's just that a lot of times when you're going through the terms and agreement, and it can be easily overlooked in regards to if you receive the terms and agreement to let you know that you cancel, because either way you still are able to get it. So if you receive any type of notifications like that and it says for shipping and handling, Just ensure you read the terms and agreement, because most of the time there is an additional cost if you don't cancel within that 14-day trial period. But in this particular instance, I'm going to go ahead and get you taken care of, and that $14.95, along with the refunds that you were promised earlier, will be in your account within 3 to 5 business days for you, okay?
Okay, well, when I called, they said they're going to, for the 59, I had two $59.95 charges,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to refer, they were going to refund 100% of that. And then, of course, I have all the cost of guaranteeing that they're delivered back to you, and the shipping, and now to find now another additional charge is just devastating.
I understand how that can be. Because like I said, with that warranty charge and all in addition to that, it will be quite confusing for you. But I assure you that I'm going to make sure you get taken care of. So that way you'll be over and done with it all.
All right. I so thank you.
You're
Thank
so
you for
welcome.
Your
No, it's not a problem. Hey, I don't have any money to give away to anybody, so I don't expect anybody else to either, right? Just a second here. All right, AC, so I got that all taken care of for you. I was just notating your account. But again, I see the other refunds have already been in process for you, as well as the $14.95. So you can anticipate that being in your account within the 3 to 5 business days, and you won't receive any additional charges. So you should be fine.
Oh, thank you so much. Can you give me your name again, hon?
Absolutely. It's going to be, and I'm the only one here, so they can find me easily if need be. But my name is Tashima, and I'll spell it for you. It's T-U-S-H-I-M-A.
Is it the first one a T like in Tom?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, that's an unusual name.
It
I
is.
You have to spell it for a lot of people.
I do indeed. But yes, okay. Ma'am. But I got you all taken care of, AC.
All right. I so appreciate knowing this is going to come to an end.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I do apologize for all the confusion that you have endured thus far, but you are on the road to recovery now, so to speak.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you again so much.
You're so very
welcome.
Have a
wonderful day, young lady.
You too. Thank you for contacting customer service. You take care.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.